Hi there. My guess is, since you clicked on this post, you're maybe a little stressed. I can understand that. We all have times in our lives where things seem extra hard, when they seem impossible. No matter what the issue is, you're going to get through it. I know that. Hopefully, you know that. But for now, let's just focus on getting you to sleep, okay? Stress is, it's one of the main reasons that people don't get a good night's sleep, and sleep is so important. And I would love to help you get some shut-eye. Lord knows we all could probably use a bit more. So, just lie back and relax. Make sure you have a good pillow, or whatever makes you most comfortable. Dim the lights or turn them off. And turn off any extraneous electronics. I know you have to have something open to listen to this, but turn down the brightness. Move the screen so that you can't see it. Try not to let your device be a distraction. My goal here isn't to distract you in any way, but to help you achieve what you need. Once you've got all of that, I want you to close your eyes. Focus on your breathing. Sometimes we're not very conscious of our breathing, are we? Breathe in for 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, and out for 4. One, two, three, four, out, 2, 3, 4. Very good. One more time with me, okay? In, 2, 3, 4, and out, 2, 3, 4, in, 2, 3, 4, and out, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, in, and out, 2, 3, 4. Wonderful. Just keep breathing slowly like that. Very good. Stress is something that everyone has. We all deal with it at some point in our lives. Sometimes it's worse than other times, and the key thing to handling stress is to not let it overcome you completely. Whatever you're going through, you are going to see the end of it. And the most important thing, you are not alone. You are not alone. I am right here with you. That's right. No matter what happens, you can always click on this audio and listen to me. I will help you relax. I will help soothe your mind so that you can sleep calmly for the night. Sometimes the hardest thing to do is just make your thoughts stop running a million miles a minute. Hopefully, I can help you put the brakes on so that you can sleep. Keep breathing in and out. Good. You're doing so well. I hope you're feeling more relaxed now. What I would like to do now is tell you a little story. It's a story my mother used to tell me when I was younger and always put me to sleep. Even today, I like to listen to it or think about it when I'm feeling stressed. I hope that it makes you feel as calm as it does for me. Feel free to doze off and fall asleep at any point during the story. That's okay. Are you ready? Make sure to keep your slow breathing. And this story is called Tiny Rock. There once was a quiet little town named Rumbletown. Rumbletown was full of rocks. So many kinds of rocks that not one was like any other rock. There were old rocks, young rocks, big rocks, little rocks, and every rock in between. In Rumbletown, there was a small, frail rock named Tiny Rock. Every single day, Tiny Rock tried his hardest to help his friends carry food, dig holes, and plant seeds. But Tiny Rock was so tiny, he never thought he could help enough. He tried his best, but he never could carry as much food as Strong Rock or dig as many holes as Dog Rock or plant as many seeds as Farmer Rock. For a long time, Tiny Rock was very sad. He never thought he could compare to his friends. But one day, a storm came through Rumbletown. The storm made the city center break and crumble to pieces. Tiny Rock rushed to the center, and he saw Strong Rock, Dog Rock, and Farmer Rock trapped underneath the rubble. Tiny Rock was scared and afraid. He knew he could not save his friends. As Tiny Rock was looking for someone else to come save his friends, he spotted a small hole in the rubble. That hole was just the size of Tiny Rock. Tiny Rock peered through the hole and he saw his friends trapped. Right then, he knew that he had to crawl through the hole to save his friends. Tiny Rock crawled through the narrow hole toward his friends. When he got there, his friends were so relieved to see him. He helped each of his friends find ways out of the rubble. He helped Strong Rock lift up the rubble. He helped Dog Rock dig a hole underneath the center, and he helped Farmer Rock plow his way through the dirt to get out. Once everyone was saved, the entire town of Rumbletown cheered and praised Tiny Rock for his brave efforts to save his friends. All it took was Tiny Rock believing in himself and finding his strengths. Are you asleep yet? I hope so, but if not, I hope you're close. I hope your mind is put to rest soon, Tiny Rock. Drift away into sleep.
Mm-hmm.